Delivering the keynote speech on the opening day of the Rocky Mountain Energy Epicenter Conference, Governor Hickenlooper was his folksy at ease self, reminding the crowd that he once sat in their shoes as a petroleum geologist.
It became known as the Free Beer for a Dollar campaign, which some of my old geologist friends point out that was just preparation for government. That was.
Later, in a more serious tone, he stressed the economic importance of the oil and gas industry to the state, and he even went as far as to say that there is little, if any, chance of groundwater pollution from wells that are hydraulically fractured in Colorado, because, he said, unlike in eastern states, the fracking here mostly occurs in tight sand formations thousands of feet below the water table.
It's almost inconceivable that we would ever contaminate through a fracking process groundwater, and yet some of the reports have created the impression that this happens and it's something that we should be fearful of.
But then he dropped this small bomb. Regardless of there being no apparent danger, his administration still plans to implement a mandatory disclosure rule, one that requires companies to reveal to the public the chemical ingredients in their fracking fluids. Right now, companies only have to disclose this to state regulators. Hickenlooper said this would put a skeptical public at ease and allow the industry to more efficiently go about their business.
We don't have to say what the percentages are, but we should say what the components are, because that becomes, I think, a key part of building this trust and this relationship.
Hickenlooper's call was seen as a surprise in some corners, in others an astute political move to coax the industry into a rule they've long despised. Here's how he put it to reporters after the speech.
What I keep saying is it's for the benefit of the oil and gas industry, right? To have this trust and this relationship with the public.
Indeed, the oil and gas industry that once called such mandatory disclosure laws anti-business because they forced companies to give up proprietary information has begun to soften its stance of late. And this was especially apparent during a news conference later in the afternoon. Colorado Oil and Gas Association President Tisha Connolly Schuller noted that most of her members are already voluntarily reporting the chemicals used in fracking fluids to a state-run website.
So we'd like to make sure that landowners know that the information is available right now and they don't need to wait to see if a rulemaking process happens.
But Connolly Schuller said her group would be at the table should the state look to formally change the reporting rules from voluntary to mandatory. Some companies are already on board. Texas-based Anadarko Petroleum is one of the biggest operators in gas-rich northeast Colorado. And spokesman John Christensen says the governor's push makes sense.
And if you want to build trust in new communities where you're starting to do business, you need to be transparent in how you do it. You need to share the operations and explain how they're done.
Along that theme yesterday, the industry announced its own water quality initiative, whereby companies will voluntarily take part in a baseline groundwater sampling program near their gas wells. Data comparing water quality before and after the wells are fracked will then be sent to state regulators and made public. The industry expects about 90% of the wells drilled this year in Colorado to get tested. Conservationist Frank Smith with the Grand Junction-based Western Colorado Congress applauds the industry's proactive move.
However, this is voluntary and mandatory is where we should be starting. And no, it should not only be on one well. We should be looking at our 43,000.
Smith offered an equally skeptical rebuttal to Governor Hickenlooper's assessment that fracking isn't a risk to Colorado's groundwater.
We're a little concerned about that cavalier attitude, and we think that judgment should be reserved until after additional data is collected. How can the ostrich find a problem with the weather when his head's in the sand?
Smith and other conservationists want a national public disclosure law with more teeth, something much of the industry still vehemently opposes. A bill by Colorado Democrat Diana DeGette doing just that faces an uncertain future in the current polarized U.S. House. Meanwhile, a timeline for Colorado's state plans is also uncertain. No formal rulemaking process has been set, but Governor Hickenlooper said yesterday he'd like the state disclosure rule to be enacted by year's end. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.